You are listening to The Psychic Jam, a podcast that features three expert mentors who empower and inspire people like yourself to trust their inner voice, promoting awareness along their spiritual journey. Welcome back to The Psychic Jam. I'm your host, Liz Thropp, and I'm joined today with Miss Jay Lane. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
Good, good, good. It's going to be a cool day because we're going to be talking about something that has been kind of like a dirty little secret, I guess, in our industry that that can happen dealing with clients with mental health issues, where we have clients who identify themselves as being psychic right out the gate, when in fact they may be suffering from mental health issues. And this is actually a lot more common than one would think. Wouldn't that be right, Jay?
It is really common, actually, Liz. I get it quite often in my practice.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So we kind of thought today we would sit down, and now I should actually, before I go any further, just let everybody know Amber is in the middle of doing some exciting things in her career, so she's not able to join us today, but she'll be back in a future episode. But for today, it's just Jay and myself. But you know, I want to talk about a client that I had, just to kind of give you guys an idea where we're going with this, because I had a client once who had immediately out of the gate, I wasn't feeling comfortable with, you know, so we have that spidey sense that kind of makes you feel a little bit, something's not right here. And, you know, when I had started to go into, you know, a relationship questioning, and she stopped me, and this is usually one of the, you know, markers that one could look for, I guess, right, Jay, is yeah. They stop you in your tracks, and then they start to tell you what is going to be happening. So she started to talk, and I said, you know what, you're actually paying me to give you the reading. So let me do the talking here if you can, because she kept interjecting and she wouldn't stop. And her thing was, she goes to church, and there was a fella at this church who was her soulmate. And I just needed to tell her when they were going to get together and marry, because she already knew that they were soulmates. I just needed to tell her that, like, I just need a date. If you could just give me a date, then I can just relax on it. And I'm like, yeah, so that's really interesting. I said, because I don't feel like this fella that you're interested in is available. I said, is he married at this point? And she said, well, yes, he is, but he's going to be divorcing her soon. And I'm like, okay, so that's interesting as well, because I don't feel like you guys are even dating yet. And so she was like, well, yes, that's correct, but he's my soulmate. Very fixated on the fact that this was her soulmate, and would not listen to, you know, that what she was saying in any other circle would just be, you know, people would be scratching their heads at it. And so I had to walk her through this, and I kept telling her, you know, in no uncertain terms, that she should really consider you know, looking elsewhere, because I didn't feel that this man was her soulmate, that I felt he was happily married. And she said, well, I've already told his wife. This was over a course of about three different readings. She came back repeatedly, looking for me to just confirm. And this is what it was. Every single reading was, I just need you to confirm that this is my soulmate, and trying to convince me that he was. And I kept trying to convince her that he wasn't. And I believe it was by the end of the first reading, I said, you know, I really think you would do well with getting some coaching, some therapy, you know, like working towards, you know, not being so fixated on a relationship, but working on yourself a little bit more. And she just wasn't going to have it. And in fact, it escalated to the point, Jay, where she was going up to the other practitioners in the church and telling them that they were going to have a baby together. And it got to the point where she had to be released from the church. Like they kicked her out of the church because she was being such a nuisance and stalking him. Well, it's showing him how much I love him. And I'm like, no, that's actually against the law. You're not allowed to do that. And I was trying to reason with somebody who was unreasonable. And it wasn't until the third reading that I said, look, I'm not going to even charge you. This was back, when I didn't have it on my website and they would have to pay me at the end with a credit card. And I said, I'm not even going to charge you, but I'm going to fire you today, because you're just not getting this. You need to make a phone call to this number. I gave her the mental health awareness, the phone number at the time. And I said, you need to do this for yourself because you're not seeing this. And I don't know what happened with her, but I do know that she created and caused a lot of pain and suffering for a lot of people based on what she told me. And I was trying my hardest, as the empath in me was trying my hardest, to support and heal this woman. And there was literally nothing I could do for her. I didn't have the skill set, the education. All I had was what my spirit team was telling me, that this woman is just not getting it. And so I had to make that decision, which was very difficult, I have to say, to fire her, knowing that there was nothing I could do other than push her towards the right circle of practitioners that could support her. But Jay, it sat with me for a long time. I really had a I questioned what I was doing for a living after that one. I
Well,
questioned it.
you would, because I mean, it's hard. We're not psychologists. We're not doctors. We can't give
That's
that
right.
kind of advice. All we could do is refer to medical health practitioners or people that are qualified to do these types of jobs, But I totally get that, Liz. I had an experience with a beautiful young lady. She was in her mid-40s. She had come to see me. She was extremely distraught. And she started telling me that she was psychic. And so I said to her, okay. And then after that, she says, well, I don't think I'm psychic. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, I'm hearing things. And I said, okay. And she says, so she goes, I think my boyfriend is like putting all of this stuff around. He's trying to drive me crazy. And I'm hearing things and I'm thinking, okay. And she goes, I know it's him because my senses tell me it's him. And so she says, I'm psychic and I know that and I'm hearing things, but then I think he's doing it to me to really mess me up. And I'm thinking, okay. So I started asking her, like, what are you hearing? So she was telling me all of these things, and I'm thinking, this is not normal. And so then she started telling me that he was hiding things in different places. He was trying to drive her crazy. He was hiding tape recorders in the house and having like men, voices come out of nowhere.
Oh,
And I
geez.
thought, oh my God, she's having auditory hallucinations is what she's having, or maybe there's something going on. So I asked her very specific questions when she was hearing this, and nothing really jived with being psychic, really nothing was. And so I had encouraged her to go see a doctor, and I said, look, I said, best thing to do is, like, if you really think that you do have clairaudience, I said, the best thing to do is eliminate everything else around it to make sure that you don't have any, mental health issues. And she says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I said, some people, I said, I'm aware. I said, when I was in policing, I had taken a course at the Queen Street Mental Health Hospital in Toronto. And I had been in there for 3 weeks learning how to deal with difficult clients, people that had mental health issues. And the thing is, everything for me, in dealing with these issues taught me quite a bit about, people that are schizophrenic have too much dopamine, and therefore their imaginations to get the best of them, they start to hear things or see things. So I mentioned that to her, but I said, I'm no doctor, so I'm not sure if this is an issue for you, but I just want you to go eliminate that. So weeks later, she comes back to see me, but now she has her boyfriend. And her boyfriend is extremely combative. You could tell he was extremely exhausted.
God
She had
bless
kept
him.
him up during the night, stating that he was playing tapes and she was hearing things. And he kept on saying, "You need to go get checked. There's something wrong with you." But she was trying to peg me and get me to say that she was actually psychic and he was doing these things. And she wanted me to tell him that. And I said to her, "I can't tell him that." I said, "Because I don't believe that's what's happening." And I said, "I can only tell you that I feel that there are some things that you need to look at. You need to go see a doctor to make sure that you don't have any mental health issues. And if you get a clean bill of health, then you can come back and we could talk about clairaudience." I said, "Because I'm not prepared to talk to you and train you or coach you on any of these things until you've determined exactly what the issue is." And I said, "If there's no schizophrenia, if there's no bipolarism, if there's no other mental health issue or post-traumatic stress disorder that can also, from what I understand, cause auditory and visual hallucinations," I said, "then I said I would be happy to listen a little bit more to what you have to say." But the boyfriend was just so fed up. He goes, "I cannot take this anymore. She's absolutely crazy. There's something wrong with her. She just snapped overnight and all of a sudden started hearing things." And he goes, "I just can't deal with it." So I told him, I said, "You need to go see someone too, because you still love this person and you feel helpless." And I said, "I think the two of you should go in together to discuss this." He goes, "But she's very combative and she's insisting that she's psychic or that she has some kind of gift." And so, and I said, "I understand, but," I said, "I'm not here to determine whether she's gifted or whether she has mental health issues." I said, "Because I'm not a doctor." I said, "But she really needs to determine these things before I can work with her." I never saw her again. I never saw him again. But I felt very badly because, you know, she was so against the fact that I thought she had mental health issues. And it's not that I told her that, I was very gentle, because you have to be careful.
Oh
You don't know
yeah, you
who you're
have to be
dealing with.
gentle.
You do. And these people come to us for a reason. And for me, you know, that was a cry for help. And it's also, you know, giving her awareness. It's not that I'm passing judgment, but I'm saying, listen, you know, if these are not an issue, then we can talk, because I really honestly didn't feel that she was gifted. I felt that she was in crisis with mental health issues. And for me to sit there and entertain her thinking that she's gifted, I would have been doing her such a disservice, because really she needed to be told that there was a possibility that there could be something else going on. And that if that was not the case, then I'd be happy to see her again. But like I said, I never did see her again, and nor did I ever see her boyfriend again. But, you know, these things happen quite often. You'll get people calling and saying, "I think I'm gifted," when they actually are not gifted. And so the thing is, I tell people, write down the things that, you know, you're hearing or seeing. When do these things happen? Is it at night? Because I know I have a sister who has severe post-traumatic stress disorder, who has delusional episodes, and she starts at around 6:30, 7 o'clock. And it's called, there's sundowner syndrome. Also, my sister has dementia, and so, which makes it 10 times worse. But these hours are very difficult for people that suffer these types of things. So it's always good to kind of figure out when this happens. If you're on a medication, is it happening after that? Do you have a thyroid disorder that might be causing your hallucinations? Because people that have thyroid issues, I know I had a friend of mine who I ended up having to bring to Toronto because she was not firing on all cylinders. And we found out that it was her thyroid causing her some very extreme psychological issues and delusional issues. So the thing is, urinary tract infections can also give you delusion. I mean, there's so many different things, but these all need to be investigated before someone like myself or Liz or any psychic medium for that matter can really determine whether that person is gifted or not. And so, you know, we have to let the appropriate people do their jobs in the appropriate domains, I guess I would say. And so we do feel helpless, right, Liz? It's hard when we
100%.
can't help
Yeah.
somebody, but I think we help them more by referring them
I
because,
agree.
I've seen so many times psychics that won't refer because they want this person going back and they keep on feeding them all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
If you're having this issue and if you feel that you may be gifted, but you're not exactly sure, or you think that maybe it could even be something else going on, go get a check. Nobody is going to judge you for it. Nobody's going to think any less. Mental health issues are just part of who we are nowadays. Everybody has them. And
Yeah.
everybody has, at one point or another, issues around, mental health issues. So the thing is, it's not to be embarrassed about it, it's to be proactive and to do something about it so that you can start feeling better.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. You know,
Yeah.
one of the things I want to add is anybody who's listening to this who happens to be working in the field, a psychic medium who comes across this same case scenario, you have the power to support and heal, but you have to act on it. And you know when somebody's gifted. You know, you can feel it. So listen to your spidey senses. If you're suspicious that there might be a mental health issue here, you have to act on it. You have to push them in the right place without fear. You can't, you know, a lot of people will shy away from discussing this with their clients because they want to, you know, not hurt feelings. And it's not what we're here. We're it's not that you're going to hurt feelings, but you're not here to make you know, make nice. You're here to give the client the best insight that you can give them. And if it is you're the one seeing that they have this issue, then you need to push them towards that. On that note, we do have a really great quiz on our website that is for people like yourself. It's a free quiz, and you can go in there and take that and find out where your gifts actually lie. So, something to consider. And on top of that, we also have the clairvoyance course, which is very inexpensive.
A
But
clair,
it,
oh,
Claire, oh,
sorry.
sorry, what did I say? Clairvoyant, Clara, the Claire's
Yes.
course. So it discusses all the different Claire's to help you ascertain where your strengths and weaknesses are and how to grow, you know, whether it's clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, you know, all of the different clairs that are available to people like us. So something to consider. And Jay, this has been a great conversation. Thank
It
you.
has. It has. Thank you so much, Liz. It was great.
All right, we'll talk to you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening in. If you liked our podcast or would like to learn more about us, please visit our website at www.thepsychicassociates.com or visit us on our socials on Facebook or Instagram at The Psychic Associates.